Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
New kids, they aren't new anymore, though. When were they new, Jen Jen?
When I was in seventh grade.
Seventh grade.
Yeah, that's about right. Which was just a few years ago.
That was a few years ago. It was about 25 years ago, right?
Hey.
They've been around that long? Well, no, honestly. Yeah.
Actually, they have been around that long. They probably were famous. Let's try to figure it out. Uh-huh. I'm going to say like 91, 92 maybe. Mm-hmm. That's probably when they broke out.
All right. And now we have Joey McIntyre, who was with the
Nicest
New Kids.
Nicest guy ever, by the way.
Is he really? How do you know?
He came to my day job at CRN Radio. He had released an album of standards, actually, with our friend Don Graham, Dougie, and came in. He was on a press tour, and one of the things we have at CRN is a bunch of records. And he looks and he goes, "You think you have one of mine?" I said, "I know we do because I alphabetized them." And so he took home one of our 45s of Please Don't Go Girl.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So the reason we're talking about Joey McIntyre specifically is that he has a new scripted comedy series that's going to be on Pop TV. So I give it to you and Kara to explain Pop TV and the significance of it. I know it's channel 194 on my TV, but other
Kara
than that...
Kara gave you the channel location.
Yeah, right.
Pop TV, it's new, actually, wasn't it, Kara? Isn't it like it took over for another network?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm looking at the website, and it looks like they have a ton of different music stuff, and they show a lot of, it looks like, old, like, 80s movies.
Old?
Old, whatever.
Kara's like, before I was born old.
Old movies would be movies that were produced in 1935. That's an old movie. Gone with the Wind is an old movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so is stuff from the 1800s, but whatever.
No movies around the 1800s, but thanks anyway.
It didn't say movies, it just meant stuff.
Yeah. So he had an unscripted show that was about his life, right?
Yes. He did.
And
they also have done some TV stuff about the New Kids on the Block cruises that they do every year, too.
Really? Mm-hmm. Where do they go? Down the Caribbean? Same?
Yeah, usually. Yeah. Yep.
So they fill up a ship just for fun.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So they've ordered 8 half-hour episodes of this new TV show, which is a comedy. And I'm not sure what... He's been on Boston Public. He was in The Heat.
Good little actor. He was actually on the sitcom on CBS called The McCarthys. It was only on for a season, but he was pretty funny.
Let's see. Donnie Wahlberg's putting this together. Jenny McCarthy, who's Wahlberg's wife. Tim Gibbons, who's with Curb Your Enthusiasm. Paul Greenberg, the Neil Patrick Harris show. So you've got a lot of people involved in this that have been around that know how to do this.
Right.
That's probably a help. Donnie Wahlberg, who else was it? It was Joey McIntyre, Donnie Wahlberg, who else was in The New Kids?
Jordan Knight.
What happened to him?
He's still there. They're all still touring.
Yeah. Donnie Wahlberg is, are they out this summer, aren't they?
They're out this summer. They go and do summer tours all the time, and they're excellent in concert,
I'm trying to picture. I've seen Donnie Wahlberg from time to time on stage with his brother or with the New Kids, and I've forgotten under what circumstances, but to see him there and then to look at him playing Danny Reagan on Blue Bloods is like it's some kind of a real disconnect.
But you know, he's a good actor too.
He's very good in that role.
Yeah.
He's very, very good. Very believable. That's one of the things that is, and we're talking a little about television. I read something about how wonderful the chemistry is, and that's one of the things that you get from watching. Actors are actors, but I don't think you can fake chemistry. And the people apparently on Blue Bloods, Selleck, they look to Selleck as a father figure, but they all like him, and they all function well together, almost as a real family.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. But New Kids on the Block, they're sort of like a family as well.
Oh, 100%. You watch their behind-the-scenes videos, and they truly love each other. They wouldn't still tour if they didn't.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, I want to watch... never mind. I was going to say something crude. 28 past the hour.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn. You've heard that laughter is the best medicine for your health, but did you know it can help your brain too?
In his book, Emotional Intelligence, psychologist Daniel Goleman says laughter enables you to be more open-minded, increases memory capacity, and improves focus and attentiveness.
It's because laughter relieves stress and depression, which are common causes of brain fog and memory loss. And listening to jokes activates areas of the brain vital to learning and creativity.
In addition, a study from the Harvard School of Public Health found that people with the most active social lives had the lowest rate of memory decline.
So watch a funny movie, take in a sitcom, or socialize with fun friends. You'll give your brain a boost, which leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Where are they now? With Ahmad Rashad.
This bus rambled from Notre Dame to the Rams before getting a long-haul trip in Pittsburgh. He retired fifth all-time in yards and 10th in touchdowns, making this Pro Bowler a shoe-in for Canton.
The give to the right, and the bus waits. The bus drives, and the bus gets to the goal line. Touchdown, Pittsburgh!
So, where is Jerome Bettis now? Today, the bus has his own TV sports show in Pittsburgh. He's also part owner of three minor league baseball teams, founded the Bus 36 charity, wrote a book, and even bowled a 300 game. And if that wasn't enough, he opened Jerome Bettis' Grill 36 in Pittsburgh. You haven't lived till you've tried the cheeseburger soup. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.